What's up, everybody? Welcome to A Little Sports Talk. I am your host, Angel Chinch Dizzle Faux Shizzle on the Rizzle. I'm doing this in my car again. I have the windows rolled down because it's super hot here in the Bay. It's about what? I'm going to check. I'm recording this around 8:30 at night, and it is 75 degrees out. So it's pretty hot. It's a hot, warm night in the Bay, which is rare, very rare, but usually happens around this time of the year, I guess. So, I did do a podcast last week, but I completely forgot to post it because I was done recording it, and usually I thought I posted it, because I have to add all this stuff to it. I just forgot to post it, but I did record it, and I went through my picks. I went through everything. I was wrong with a lot of my picks. And at the end, I had this crazy rant about life and how amazing it is and how we're all living and this might be a simulation and blah, blah, blah. It was dope. It was something that I ended with a bang, and I forgot all about it. And yeah, so I didn't post it. I have it recorded, but I'm not going to post it. I'm just going to erase it. Well, actually, I already did erase it because I was like, I'm going to record this one. So I erased it, and I'm recording this one now. And this one's taking its place. But anyways, it's Tuesday, September 21st. I usually record, well, back when I did it more regularly, I would record on Monday during the Monday Night Football. But yesterday, what was going on? Shit was going on yesterday. And I didn't have a chance to record it. So, here we are. Now, let's go over these NFL scores real quick. Let's do this first. And then we'll do a fucking ad. Where is it at? There it is. So, week two. The Washington football team beat the Giants. I'm pretty sure I did not call that. Raiders beat the Steelers. I for sure didn't call that because I thought the Steelers defense had it was just going to fucking run right through them. But then they had a couple key injuries. TJ Watt got hurt. First quarter, pulled his groin. Whatevs. It happens. But yeah, we'll see how long he's going to be out. I haven't even checked. Kind of sucks, but whatever. The Niners beat the Eagles, 17-11. Browns beat the Texans. Bronco beat the Jaguars. The Panthers beat the Saints. I didn't think that was going to happen. Rams beat the Colts. I called that one. Bills beat the Dolphins. I called that one. Patriots beat the Jets. I don't remember what I said there. The Bears beat the Bengals. I didn't call that. I thought the Bengals were going to win because of Joe Burrow. I don't know. Bucks beat the Falcons. For sure, I called that. Cardinals beat the Vikings by 1 point. Wow, that was a good game. Too bad nobody saw it unless you're in Arizona or... Ooh, airplane. Like I said, I have the windows rolled down. It is a hot one today. It's a scorcher. Cowboys beat the Chargers. Ravens beat the Chiefs. And yesterday, Monday night... Oh, Ravens and Chiefs was a good game. That was a good Sunday night game. It was real good. And then yesterday, the Packers beat the Lions. And I knew that was going to happen. Let's go into week three picks. I signed up for DraftKings, and that really fucked me up because what I've got to learn is to not pick people I like. Pick people who are actually good. I picked the Steelers defense because I'm like, that's my shit. That's my team, and they're fucking known for having a really good defense. I'm picking them. Me, who don't, I don't know a lot about sports, let alone I don't know a lot about individual players. I really shouldn't be doing this kind of thing, but I am, and I'm losing money, whatever. Back to my picks. Week three picks: Panthers and Texans. I'm picking, that's Thursday's game. I'm gonna go Texans just because I really don't know. Chargers Chiefs, that's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a good game. I'm gonna go Chargers with the upset. Cardinals Jaguars, Cardinals. The Bears Browns, I'm gonna go Browns. Washington football team versus the Bills, I'm gonna go Bills. Colts Titans, let's not forget, but I will to forget. But let's go Colts. Saints, Patriots. I'm going to go Patriots. Falcons, Giants. They both suck. I'm going to say Giants. Bengals, Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers because I always do. And I honestly think that they will win. Man, who knows, actually. But I don't fucking... Whatever. Steelers. Ravens, Lions. Ravens. Dude, fucking... That dude from the Ravens, the quarterback, he had himself a game. I should have picked that guy. See, in that game, for DraftKings, I thought Mahomes was going to fuck shit up. So I put Mahomes as my quarterback. I should have put the other dude. What's his name? I'll think of it later. But yeah, Ravens beating Lions. I got Jets and Colts. Broncos? Let's go Broncos. Dolphins, Raiders. Raiders, because they beat... Raiders are looking good. They might shit the bed later on, but they're looking good so far. Even though it's only been two fucking games, but, you know, relax, people. Rams, Bucks. Good game. Good game. I'm going to go Rams. Seahawks, Vikings, Seahawks. Packers, Niners. Sunday night football. Hey, Dan, look them bell. Remember when Faith Hill used to sing the song for Sunday night? Then they're all like, let's go with another white chick. And then they got fucking the chick who's like, I put my key into the side of his pretty little four-wheel. Carrie Underwood. They got her. She's like, you just went for a younger version of Faith Hill. You guys are ageist. Anyways, I'm gonna pick the Niners. It's gonna be a good game. I'm picking the Packers. I'm going Packers. Eagles Cowboys for Monday night. Let's go Cowboys, I guess. And yeah, those are my picks. Those are my picks. All right. We'll talk more bullshit after these messages. Take me out to the bank. Can you hear the light? I wonder. I'm gonna listen to this back just to see if I can hear the light. Let's talk about baseball. Baseball, dude. Let's talk baseball, bruh. Yeah, bruh. Let's talk baseball, bruh. So, obviously, I'm a Red Sox fan. What's in my pocket? Not a dollar. Let's see. We only got about a week or week and a half, maybe 2 weeks left of baseball. So far, the leaders are in the American League East, Tampa Bay. They're for sure going to win it because the Red Sox are 6 games behind in second place. So, Tampa Bay. The White Sox are in the Central. And then the West side is Houston. And the wild card, you got the Red Sox on top. And then Toronto behind, a game and a half back. Then the Yankees half a game behind Toronto. And that's pretty much it. You got Oakland with 2.5 games back, Seattle 3.5. But when you think about it, there's no real chance that I think Oakland's going to make it. It's either going to be Boston, Toronto, New York. We'll see what happens there. I really don't know. Dude, anything could happen. I don't know their schedules. I saw the Red Sox schedule. Right now they're playing the Mets. Then they got, after the Mets, they got a pretty easy remainder of the season. I think they got Baltimore, who suck. So it's the Mets, who are not doing so good. Then Baltimore, who sucks. And then, I can actually tell you. Where the fuck is Baltimore? Baltimore. Dude, Baltimore has 103 losses. They suck asses. So yeah, they got Baltimore. Then I think they end it with like, they end the year with Washington, with the Nationals. Now, let me look at their fucking shit. They're in last place, too. They're fucking only got 62 wins. So, I mean, they got a pretty easy fucking schedule, remainder of the season. So, I'm pretty confident that they're going to get the top wild card. Yeah, and as far as division races, nobody comes close. Chicago's up by 10 games, and Houston's up by 7 games. That's pretty much it. In the National League, you got Atlanta on top, Milwaukee, and the Giants. Those are your leaders, your division leaders. Atlanta's up on Philly by 2.5 games. That could be an interesting race leading down to the end. It'd be interesting to see their schedules, but I don't want to go through it. And then you got Milwaukee they already clinched. They already clinched their division because St. Louis is 9 games back. And the Giants and the Dodgers, they already clinched for sure the wild card because they got really good records. But who has the best record in baseball? Well, the Giants, 97 games. And the Dodgers right behind with 96. They're a game back. And as far as right now, I did see the scores right now. The Dodgers are tied. I think like 4-4. The game's about to end. So if they score, they win, I guess. And the Giants are losing. So if Dodgers win today, Giants lose, they'll be tied. Very interesting. And I did look at the Dodgers schedule. The Dodgers schedule is easy. It's kind of like the Red Sox. And the Giants kind of have a tougher one. They're playing the Padres and they play someone else. Don't look easy for them. Don't look easy for them. Here's what I think is going to happen. National League. Atlanta's going to move on, obviously. Atlanta versus... Let me see. Where's the wild card? All right. So if it ends today, the wild card's looking like this. I can't say if it ends today because what if it's a... Let's just say the Dodgers win the division. Because I'm a Dodgers fan, and I'm going to say the Dodgers. Let's just say the Dodgers win the division. So if the Dodgers win, it'll be San Francisco versus St. Louis in a one-game playoff. The winner will most likely play Milwaukee. And it'll be Dodgers versus Atlanta. So let's say the Giants beat St. Louis, because most likely that'll happen. Dude, St. Louis has won 10 straight. Ooh, that's not good. Usually with baseball, with maybe any sport, you finish hot, you could go on a run. You could go on a fucking tear. And St. Louis is on a tear. St. Louis has won 10 straight games. They're not going to fuck around. They're going to be hot. They're going to be hitting. So if the Dodgers play St. Louis in a one-game playoff, St. Louis could win, but the Dodgers are kind of hot too. But their last ten, they're 8-2 in their last 10, so they're pretty hot too. The Giants have been kind of on a little slump, but not too bad. So if the Giants play St. Louis, there's a big chance that St. Louis will beat the Giants. Huge chance. Fuck. Let's say Atlanta versus Dodgers. I got Dodgers. Milwaukee versus St. Louis. I don't even know, honestly. Milwaukee's pretty good. They got 91 wins. Milwaukee's on a tear. But they've lost their last three, so they're kind of just up there. So they could lose. So I'm going to say St. Louis. I'm going to say National League Championship, St. Louis versus Dodgers. Winner from there, Dodgers go to the World Series yet again. American League. Now, American League is interesting. So most likely, let's say it ended today, Boston versus Toronto in a one-game playoff. The Red Sox have won 6 straight. They're on a hot streak. They could beat Toronto. They've done it before. One-game playoff, they're going to go at it. They're going to fucking throw everything, their whole kitchen sink at them. They'll probably fucking start Chris Sale just to fucking shut them down. Boston could win. Toronto could also win because they got some massive hitters, but... I'm going to go Boston on that one because they're my team. They are my team. And they will play most likely Tampa Bay. Fuck. And then you got the White Sox versus Houston. I'm going to go White Sox. And in the American League Championship, I'm going to say White Sox versus Red Sox. All Sox Championship. Let's go. Put them on one leg at a time unless you're an amputee or you got diabetes. Get it. Get it, And MMA news, McGregor slap Machine Gun Kelly. That's all the MMA news I have. There's other stuff going on. The Robbie Lawler fight with, Nate's brother, Nick, with Nick Diaz. It didn't get canceled, but it got... Now they're not fight. They're fighting at a higher, heavier weight because obviously they're too fat and old and they can't cut all that weight. So they're like, hey, how about we just make it welterweight instead of whatever? Obviously, that was going to happen. They're older. They can't cut weight. What do you expect? But yeah, man, I'm going to end this already, but I'm going to end it on a high thought. And by the way, I do participate in Sober October, where I don't smoke all of October. I don't get high. I don't drink as it is, so whatever. So all of October, I won't have a high thought. I might. I don't fucking know. Oh, shit. I don't know if I've said this before. We all have different each other. No, I think I've said that already. I think I said that one too. Whatever, I'm just gonna say this one. People who are content with a plain, normal 9-to-5 work life and just go on with their lives. Basically, people who are like, wake up, every day is the same fucking routine. They wake up, they get ready for work, they go to work, they work a 9-to-5, they come home, they eat their dinner, they play with their kids, help them with homework, whatever it is, go to sleep, and on again. And on the weekends, they'll do something with the family, and then back to the same grind. And that's what you do until you retire and then you die. Those are non-playable characters. Those are NPCs. In simulation theory. That's basically what I wrote. I kind of shortened it down, but that's basically what I wrote. People who live a mundane, boring life, who just work Monday through Friday, they work their ass off. Saturday and Sunday, they party. Not too hard, but whatever. And then they just keep going. Cycle, cycle, cycle. They're just non-playable characters. They're NPCs. For those who don't know that, if you're playing Grand Theft Auto, the people who are just walking on the sidewalk, who are just programmed to walk on the sidewalk, and they're programmed to, if you bump into them, they're like, hey, asshole. That's what they're programmed to do. If you walk by them and you just, they're like, excuse me, they'll do shit like that. They're programmed for that. And I think people who just work a 9-to-5, who don't want nothing more out of their life, who are content with just living that life, you're just one of those guys. You're an NPC. You're a non-playable character. Don't be a non-playable character. All right? Love you guys. Fuck you. Bye.